Well, it's Thursday, January 7th. There seems to be an explosion of variant cases in the U.S. Several were announced today, and the CDC has started a interactive map on variants. It looks like the only variants they're covering so far is the UK B.1.1.7, and they apparently are going to be updating this map on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it currently has 52 variants in the US. The vast majority of them are either in California, which has 26, or Florida, which has 22. They also list two in Colorado, one in New York, and one in Georgia. All of those have been reported in the media, in general, but nobody else has really been reporting 22 in Florida. There's only been one reported in Florida. That sequence has also been released, and that's in Martin County, Florida. The website that the CDC has been picked up by media in Florida, and they are noting that Florida has 22 out of the 52 in the U.S., but they don't provide any information as to where those 22 are. They just cite the one in Martin County. There haven't been any sequences released from Florida other than the Martin County. And as far as San Diego, as far as California is concerned, most of them are in San Diego. I know of, there's been two sequences in San Bernardino released, and there have been four sequences from San Diego County released. Media reports do describe a total of 32 in, well, actually 35 in San Diego County. They have 28 confirmed, four that are COVID positive and are contacts of the 28, and then recently they added three more. So at a minimum, they've got 31 confirmed, and they may have as many as 35 by now. But they haven't released the sequences other than those first four, which were really done over a week ago. I'm beginning to suspect, since the Florida media doesn't seem to know anything about these other 21 cases in Florida, that this may be related to the fact that Scripps Clinic actually does have a facility in Florida. It's in Jupiter, Florida, which is in Palm Beach County, but it's right near the border with Martin County. And that's the only place there's been a reported positive other than the CDC map. So I suspect that that researchers in at the Scripps facility in Jupiter have either collected more samples or done sequencing of samples there on site, and that's why those numbers are so high in Florida as they are in San Diego. I know that all the San Diego sequences were done by Scripps Clinic in La Jolla, which is in San Diego County. So I think that there's a relationship there. And if so, that would kind of highlight the fact that the only reason California has 26, Florida has 22, and the next highest are two in San Bernardino County or in Colorado. Scripps, I'm sorry, CDC bumped Colorado up to two. And then recently, Connecticut announced there were two cases, and indeed, two sequences were just released today. They're both out of Yale, and that's probably the two that were cited. But the concern is that the reason California and Florida are so high is simply because the S dropout test is a quick PCR test for detecting these variants, and it's not widely implemented yet. And if other labs are going to use the S dropouts in an aggressive way, as has been done in San Diego County and possibly Martin/Palm Beach counties in Florida, if that's where these 22 are, then it would say there's a lot of variants that are circulating in the U.S., and it really is an issue of using a rapid test to detect them, which is, this is done with PCR. And once detected, get a sequence for verification. So right now, CDC says there's 52 in the U.S. There are currently 11 that have been sequenced and made public, and those are on the map. I know a lot of the ones that aren't published yet are in San Diego County, and the other big set is in Florida, but I would suspect that the ones in Florida are related to the one in Martin County, which is adjacent to the location of the Scripps facility. In any case, this rapid test picks up community cases. Many of the labs are just looking at imports, people with travel histories. The two that were in Connecticut were from travelers. One had traveled to Ireland, and the other had traveled to New York. So whether that's related to the Sarasota Springs, which is, you know, further north in New York, or whether there's more cases in New York isn't clear. But in all likelihood, the number of known cases is going to explode, and the number of current cases in the U.S. is far higher than the reported number.